Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Tzadi Dalet, Zevachim 94. Back in our Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah discussed the requirement of a garment that had received some blood on it from the sin offering, from the chatos, that garment needs to be cleaned. And on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis in the Mishnah, the Mishnah gives some principles about this. Einu tan kibos el makom hadam. The only place of the garment that requires the cleaning is not the entire garment, but the place where the blood splattered. V'davar shel ro'ei lekabel tumah. Only a garment that is fit to receive tumah is something that needs to be cleaned. V'ro'ei lekibos. And also the garment needs to be something that is fit to be laundered. And then the Mishnah says, Echad ha-beged ve'echad ha-sak ve'echad ha-or te'unan kibos. This principle that it needs to be fit to be laundered applies to a garment or to a sackcloth or to leather skin. All of these things require the laundering. And so we see from here the principle that the Mishnah is saying that the leather skin is something that fits within this category of being required to be laundered. Comes along our Gemara on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, and our Gemara raises a contradiction to this. The Gemara says, L'meimra, you mean to say, De'or bar kibosu, on the basis of the fact that our Mishnah says that if the blood gets on the skin, the leather skin, the hide, that it is something that it is fit to be laundered. Is that your position? Uruminu, but we have a contradiction to this from our Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos, where it talks about the prohibition, that there's a general prohibition of doing kibbutz, of doing laundry on Shabbos, but if there was on the hide, if there was this material called lashleshes, and Rashi says that lashleshes is something that is disgusting, and it is either roke or tsoa, that it is either spit or excrement. So if you have on your leather something that is spit or excrement, mikancha bismartut, you are allowed to clean it with a cloth on Shabbos to get rid of it. Ve'im ha'isa shel, or if it was on the skin, no sein aleha mayim achetichla. So in the first case, if it was on a garment, you could clean it with a cloth to wipe it off, to rub it off. But if it was on your leather, then you can wash it off with water. So we see from here, says our Gemara, that the prohibition of laundry doesn't apply to something that is like the skin or the hide, that's not within the category of laundering. So how can we say from our Mishnah that it is indeed applying to a hide as well? So our Gemara answers that it's not a contradiction. Says Abaye, Lokasha Harabanan Ha'acherim, that the position in our Mishnah that says that there is a kibbutz with respect to the hide, that is the position of the Acherim, who argue with the Rabbanan. But the position in the Mishnah in Shabbos, that comes from the Rabbanan. That's the answer. But going back to the point of what Rashi says, that if there was this lashleshes on the hide, you can wipe it off. And Rashi defines lashleshes as something that is dirty and disgusting. And in that category, he says that this is roke, that this refers to spit. So in this context, the post can discuss whether in extenuating circumstances a person is allowed to use spit as something to wash their hands, netilas yadayim, because we know that there's a practice before we pray and before we eat, we're supposed to wash our hands. And so let's say we don't always find ourselves near water. So can a person use the spit from their body to wash their hands? So the Maharsham writes that if a person finds himself in the middle of prayer, and we know for sure a person should be careful not to touch the excrement from their nose, but let's say they touched it accidentally, are you allowed to use the spit from one's mouth to then wash their hands? So he says maybe we could be lenient, because the Vilna Gaon says that after that after touching the excrement from one's nose, a person is not required to wash their hands before prayer. So the Marsham would allow it under those circumstances. And he says the distinction that the Marsham would be making is that when we say spit is disgusting, that's somebody else's spit. But if it's a spit coming from one's own body, maybe it wouldn't be considered as disgusting. This is the opinion of the Marsham. But the Poskim argue with him, and the Poskim reject that, and the Poskim say no, just the opposite, that if you touch the spit, how much more so does one have to wash their hands before prayer? And the Divrei Yoel comments on this, citing our sugya specifically, that since the Gemara calls this l'shleshes, and that you're supposed to wash it off even with a cloth on Shabbos if it gets on a garment, and with water if it gets on your leather, and that's because it is something that is disgusting. And so we see from here that if it's called something disgusting, for sure you can't wash your hands with it. That is the opinion of the Divrei Yoel. And indeed, they talk about spit, that it is something that is me'usal of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, that the spit is considered to be something disgusting before God. And the verse, that when it refers to Mayim Achronim, it says that the reason why we're supposed to wash our hands is in order to be kedoshim, in order to be sacred. So for sure it's not appropriate to say take something which is sometimes referred to as disgusting and use it for something that is trying to bring us to a level of kedusha. And so therefore indeed it is not appropriate to ever do netilat yadayim with spit, according to the overwhelming majority of commentaries.